codependence is disempowering, and it is not clarity enhancing. And healthy dependence is very empowering and life enhancing and love building and love providing. And in mutual relationship, there is always greater harmony, greater love, greater satisfaction. So all of these are always increasing. And if we're lucky enough to have that kind of relationship in our life, it's a real honor and privilege. We don't have many examples of healthy dependency because our media, by and large, is filled with all kinds of unhealthy role modeling, like sitcoms and detective shows and movies and all kinds of things, music. Everywhere we look, we see unhealthy role modeling. And so it's very rare, usually, for us to see truly healthy relating. And one of the important aspects of the Four Mainstays is that it does role model healthy relating. The Four Mainstays model how human beings can live together in a healthy, productive way, where there always is increase of clarity, empowerment, always increase of benefit. And that is very, very precious indeed. I know I consider myself very lucky, very, very fortunate to have relationship with all of you. It's a very beautiful, privileged, wonderful way to live. And there isn't a day that goes by that I take it for granted. To me, every single day is totally marvelous and miraculous, and I am in awe of the way I'm able to live. And so gratitude is ever abundant, and respect and healthy dependence. Whereas that isn't true in unhealthy dependence. Unhealthy dependence breeds all kinds of points of view that are disempowering, and it doesn't increase clarity. And so, you know, the only way to have love is through clarity. Clarity brings truly real love. I've described it before as just being in love with everyone. Like, you could be married to anyone. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't cut off the love ability, the characteristics of the other person. And there's a pure pleasure in the loving that is always present and can never be taken away. This kind of relating really is a basic human right for us to have, this kind of relating, because without it, We cannot thrive. We cannot thrive individually, and we cannot thrive together. So, you know, it is absolutely required. It all comes from first allowing all our own points of view to be as they are. So it begins with a profound act of self-love, entering into full relationship with oneself, all the points of view, no matter what they are, just letting them be as they are while preserving clarity. The same way a mother would be with a little child who was having all kinds of points of view. Profound caring for oneself amidst the upsurge or downsurge or resurge of points of view. And from within that grows a smile. And it's a smile of self-care and true love for oneself. And it's the beginning of the ability to love others. Now, what you were saying about the special relationship that's going to fulfill everything, that's a strong natural urge in us to have that kind of relationship. And it is provided through the four mainstays, and not provided just in one person, but it allows us to have that with many, many people. And so whereas most people couldn't expect to even have one person in their life who would provide such privilege and stature to life, here one can have many, many, many such relationships. So that's the benefit of clarity. All out love for everyone, everywhere. Generous love for everyone, everywhere.